Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, August the 7th, 2020. I am Thungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic, which is currently sweeping the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen the numbers escalating in recent days in Tunga.
Yes, Marv. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating human rights situation in Zimbabwe with President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa now sending a delegation, a special delegation to Harare to meet with President Emmerson Mnangagwa, other opposition political players, as well as civil society organizations. But first, let's give you an update of the coronavirus situation in Zimbabwe. As of last night, according to the Ministry of Health, Zimbabwe had 4,395 coronavirus positive cases. And in the previous 3 days, before yesterday, they reported that they had 13 deaths, and 12 of them were from Harare, while one was from Mashonaland West. And they also recorded recoveries, which now amount to 1,264, Marv.
Yes, sir, that is a bit of good news in Tunga, that we actually do have a high number of recoveries. But also on the sad part, we do have an escalation of the number of deaths due to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the health ministry, they are saying that the deaths have gone up to 97 as of yesterday, like you said. And, you know, what is also alarming is that they are saying they are now seeing a community spread rather than the spread coming from our neighbors or outside of Zimbabwe. So this is one of the issues that has really become under the limelight to say, hey, what's going on? Why is the community spreading so much? We saw at one instant there were 7 cases coming out of Mbare in Harare and Tunga.
Yebo mavuli ngaba lichona njani emakhaya siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe live talk lamhlanje kungolwesihlanu mhla ka 7 ngoNcwabakazi. Udaba esingalo lamhlanje njengoba ngike ngajo sikhuluma ngodaba lokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu olukhanya luqhubeka eZimbabwe, osolubangela ukuthi umongameli weSouth Africa, ubaba uCyril Ramaphosa, athumele iqula eZimbabwe ukuyahlangana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, abamabandla aphikisayo kanye labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Kodwa sikhangele i-coronavirus situation elizweni ukuthi uminjani umumo. Abezempilakahle babike izolo ukuthi phakathi kwamalanga amathathu edluleyo kufe abantu abangu-13. Okubangele ukuthi inani labantu asebebulewe yilomkhuhlane likhwele liye ku-97. Asebefunyenwe belomkhuhlane lo bona bangu-4,395, kuthi asebephephile bona sebengu-1,264. Phakathi kwabayi-13 laba abafe phakathi kwamalanga amathathu edluleyo, abangu-12 ngabe Harare, kuthi oyedwa ngowe-Mashonaland West. Iyo ke i-update esilayo lamhlanje ngodaba lwe-coronavirus, kodwa amanani esilipha wona alakho ukuguquka kumbiko oza kwethulwa nguhulumende njalo ntambama. Marv.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk, icho tiri kutepfenyura tiri kuumba pamusoro pedambudziko reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose. Uye munyika yeZimbabwe parizvino tiri kuona dambudziko iri richiramba richikura. kupfuura apo bazi rezveutano rakazivisa nezuro manheru nekuti pari zvino tinoda kubva takuzivisai kuti chirongwa ichi tiri kuita pre-record zvinoreva kuti muchachiona panguva inotevera saka mafigures atinokupai panguva ino anogona kunge asanduka asi mafigures ari kubva kubazi rezveutano anoti iwo vanhu vanosvika ivo 4395 kusvika panguva ino ndivo vabatwa nedambudziko iro recovid-19 uyezve pavanhu ava 3040 ndivo vari kurarama nechirwere ichi pari zvino pane nhaurwa dzakanakawo dziri kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa necovid-19 vakakwanisa kukunda chirwere ichi ava vanosvika ivo pa1264 asi zvakare pane nhau dziri kusuwisa dzekuti idzo uwandu hwevanhu vari kushaya kubva kucovid-19 hwatikwirei hwasvika iwo pa97 tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kubuda panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tinotarisa kuti mutungamiri wetransformer zimbabwe vajacob ngaribvume nhasi vanyimwa mukana wokuti vawanikwe ivo vachibhadhara mari yechibatiso zvakaitika zvakare kuna hope chimono uyo anoita iyo basa rekunyora nhau vaviri ava vanga vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuti ndivo vanga vari kuda kuzopfuurira vanhu kuti vawanikwe vachiratidzira musi wajuly 31st asi taona kuti varamba zvakare vari muchitirongo pari zvino tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kusouth africa uko takaona kuchibva hashtag yezimbabwe lives matter uyezve nhasi tikaona zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvichibatana nezvizvarwa zvemusouth africa pakuratidzira pamuzinda wezimbabwe uri mupretoria asi nhau huru iri kubva ikoko ndeyekuti mutungamiri wesouth africa vasiro ramaposa vachange vachituma nhumwa kuzimbabwe munguva inotevera kuti pawanikwe ipo pachizeyewa kuti zvii chaizvo zviri kuitika panyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu nhumwa idzi dzichataura ne vatingativaye mapato akazvimirira mapato ezvematongerwo enyika nevamwewo vachibvunzurudza nekuzeya panyaya iyoyi yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu ntunga
yebo mavha kunjalo zvihlobo esithandekayo limzwile lapho umavela sekhuluma ngoNgarivume owayekhokhela umkhankaso wokuthi abantu batshengisele uncitshiwe ithuba lokuhlawula ibheyili lamhlanje ukuze athonisiswe evela ngekhaya izolo intatheli izindaba uHopewell Chingono laye uncitshiwe ibheyila sibone isigodlo semelika lamhlanje siyibhala sichothoza ukuncitshwa kwababili laba ibail sisithi sona denying bail and using the legal system to jail journalist Hopewell Chingono transform Zimbabwe leader Jacob Ngarivume and others for exercising their rights undermines democracy and freedom of speech. Is that democracy and freedom of speech really that we are about on this program today? Because as we said, South Africa is now sending a delegation to Zimbabwe to intervene following allegations of massive, massive human rights abuses. Now we have our guests. We have Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the MDC Alliance, Dr. Shepherd Mpofu, a political analyst, as well as Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. Now let's start with somebody who doesn't wear any political gown, and that's Dr. Shepherd Mpofu. Dr. Mpofu, good evening and welcome to Studio 7.
Good evening to you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. What's your take on what's happening in Zimbabwe with the United Nations clearly condemning what's happening and calling on President Emmerson Mnangagwa to observe and respect human rights and also now with South Africa sending its envoys?
I think what is happening in Zimbabwe is worrisome to any right-thinking and a human being who actually wishes Zimbabwean people very well. There is no person on this earth or Zimbabweans in the diaspora who don't wish to see a successful Zimbabwe. At the same time, a successful Zimbabwe means that we have people who have human rights, who can protest at any time, at any given day, and the constitution is to protect this, and the military arm or the security arms of the state have to protect and respect these people's rights. What has been happening in Zimbabwe has been clearly human rights abuses, where police have been running up and down and hunting down journalists, where people expose corruption or people advocate for people's constitutionally recognized rights are being arrested and denied bail in a court of law. The interventions that have been done by the international community, especially the United Nations, the US, and other concerned parties, the interventions by the social media movements, who have been calling for the respect of Zimbabwean lives through the hashtag Zimbabwean Lives Matter, are actually important interventions that have pressurized the Zimbabwe's southern neighbors, South Africa, to intervene. And the intervention of Ramaphosa is problematic at two levels. Firstly, Valega Mbete is publicly declared that they are friends, Mnangagwa has declared that they are friends with Valega Mbete. So that, to a certain extent, removes any form or any suspicion or expectation of fair dealing with the Zimbabwean counterpart. And Mufumati also previously has been in Zimbabwe 2007, and he told the opposition that before he engages with them, they must recognize a disputed president as a president. So this is a huge problem. And I think Ramaphosa is going under a lot through COVID-19 and corruption related to COVID-19 now in South Africa, to an extent that, to my mind, he hasn't applied his mind in sending these envoys to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point there, Dr. Mpofu, ngoba abantu abanengi bathi iqula leli njengokuthi uka Mpofu, iqula elithunyelwa ngubaba uRamaphosa lilabantu ababili, uBaleka Mbete, the former Speaker of Parliament, kanye loSidney Mufamadi, oseke waphatha izikhundla zabaphatha intambo abachiyeneyo konale kwele South Africa. Utshilo uDokotela Mpofu lapho ukuthi okuhluphayo ngequla leli ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa wathi exotshwa ngomgabe eZimbabwe efohla ebaleka esiya kwele South Africa through Mozambique. Wafika waveza ukuthi umuntu wamhlangabezayo ukuqala wamfonelayo ngubaleka Mbete wathi bangabangane. Ngakho abantu abaningi bayasola ukuthi ngempela iqula likababa uRamaphosa lingayibamba ngendlela ekhangelelwe ngabantu abaningi lolu daba. Please do stay on the line there, Dr. Mpofu. Those who've just joined in, this is Studio 7. And we are talking about the interventions of South Africa in the Zimbabwean matter with allegations of escalating human rights violations. We have now Mr. Jokora of the MDC Alliance. Val Jokora Magadi.
Tripo Magadio, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, tinotenda nekuunzwa pachirongwa.
Aha, tripo edu. Taona nasi mutauriri weZANU-PF vachinamasa vachiburitsa mashoko, vachitoshoropodza, vachinyomba, vachishora zvikuru. Mashoko akaburitswa nenhengo munyori mukuru weANC, vaAce Mahashule. Avo vakaburitsa mashoko, I think mari mwezuro, vachishora zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe, vachiti aiwa South Africa haizi kufara zvachose nenhau yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kuri kuitika. Nhasi vachinamasa came out lashing, vachiti vamagashule munhu ari kupomerwa mhosva yecorruption kuSouth Africa and ZANU-PF is not saying anything. Kwakaitika nyaya Marikana, the South African government killed a lot of people and ZANU-PF never engaged in megaphone diplomacy. Hanzi masoja in South Africa have also killed people and ZANU-PF has never stood on top of mountains and shouted the way Mahashule is shouting. Muri kuzviona sei izvi uyezve ne attitude yakadai coming from ZANU-PF. Muri kuona team yava Ramaphosa ichitambirwa nemazvo here kuZimbabwe uko nebato riri kutonga?
Tinotenda. We are glad that South Africa is getting the taste of its own medicine. It's getting what Zimbabweans have been getting from ZANU-PF all these past 2 decades. That's exactly the way ZANU-PF has been treating Zimbabweans. They don't listen to anyone's opinion, even its own citizens. So I'm glad that South Africa is beginning now to realize what ZANU-PF are made of and is really. And I think this is going to be a very big turning point. Of course, we welcome, as MDC, the intervention of Mbaleka Mbete and Sydney Mufamadi. Of course, we'll not be excited, we'll not get carried away by that, but we welcome them. Like our good doctor has just said, Mbete is a good friend of Emmerson Mnangagwa. Mr. Sydney has business interests in Zimbabwe. He's chairman of several mining companies in Zimbabwe. So we wait to see how seriously he's going to commit himself to reprimanding ZANU-PF or to coming up with anything. But we hope when they get to Zimbabwe, they'll see ZANU-PF and they'll also have a talk with the MDC Alliance. But as MDC, we welcome them. But what I wanted to emphasize here is that the issues that you were raising about COVID-19, is ZANU-PF really serious about curbing COVID-19 when people are dying like that? If you look at the people that they're arresting, Anna Hopo Shimono, Jacob Ngarivume, and many others, those people, when they get in jail, there is nothing that goes in there. There is no testing when people are arrested. So how are they going to control COVID-19 in the country? And then the second point is when they are getting millions from outside, from the international community, but they are not giving anyone any help in Zimbabwe. The few that are receiving money from Zimbabwe, which is just $300, which is equivalent to less than $3 in US dollars, are ZANU-PF card holders. Any other person who belongs to any other political party is not getting any help. And yet the government continues to call for a mass lockdown. How does that happen? And is this government serious about its own people?
Okay, thank you there, Mr. Tsokora. Valtsokora Ndebe, MDC Alliance. Umnumzana Tsokora limzwile lapho ekhuluma ukuthi bayakwamukela mpela njengebandla ukuthunyelwa kwezikhonzi ngubaba uRamaphosa, kodwa they are not very excited ngoba kababona ukuthi kabathemba ukuthi kuzaba le mpumela abayikhangeleleyo khonapho. Let me bring in my co-host, Maf.
Thank you so much, Ntunga. Maybe let's switch to Dr. Mabaza from ZANU-PF and just ask him that why is ZANU-PF so skeptical about these envoys coming to Zimbabwe? Why are they lashing out in almost, you know, some kind of language that we've never heard of before? What's going on?
Comrade Mabaza, Anzi, what are you scared of? Why are you lashing out at the ANC?
I think there is a misunderstanding here. Comrade Chinamasa was not lashing out at the ANC. He was lashing out at Mahachula, because Mahachula was making a statement as if what was saying was a fact.
He's the Secretary General of the ANC, so we're assuming he was speaking on behalf of his party.
When the spokesperson of ZANU-PF was responding, he was not on an assumption of ANC, because ANC does not talk like the way the Secretary General was talking. So he was responding at a personal level to a man who has been giving an opinion without even knowing what's happening on the ground. The mistake we are making here is to think that Hopo Chingon and Ngarivume represents the whole of Zimbabwe. We do not have a crisis in Zimbabwe at the moment. We've got very few people who have been arrested for breaking the law. The number of people arrested in Zimbabwe for breaking the COVID law and for inciting demonstrations are far less than people arrested in America over the demonstrations. So in other words, it's not new that a country is to protect its own sovereignty by arresting noisemakers and those who incite people to make noise.
Dr. Mabaza, before you proceed, let me come in there, because this is where I think ZANU-PF makes the biggest mistake, because once you are in that denial mode, you say there is no crisis in Zimbabwe when we have inflation of more than 700%. We have people like Tawanda Muchehiwa, who gets abducted in broad daylight. He disappears. He comes back. He's found, rather, after 3 or 4 days, beaten and bruised. And right now he's in hospital with renal failure. His kidneys are failing him. Journalists like Mdudis Matuta are wanted for no apparent reason. And he's still in hiding, and you tell us there's no crisis. No, people are being beaten by the police.
I understand your emotions, because you are a journalist. But can you take the journalistic jacket and put it aside and become very, very impartial, so that you understand?
I'm being very impartial. You are saying there's no crisis when Muchehiwa is abducted and bruised. You are saying there's no crisis when inflation is 700%.
Yeah, allow me to represent the party without being interrogated. Then I'll take the questions at the particular time. The point is here, what the MDC and people outside the country call abductions is not abduction. It has to be an arrest. If a person is arrested, he is not abducted. Muchehiwa was never taken by the police. He was never found at a police station. Neither was he charged. We have to put our hands together and investigate as to who abducted him. We don't know what games he's playing. We don't know who abducted him. We don't know who beat him up. We are not aware of that. Mdudis Matutu is wanted for crimes of incitement. And if he avails himself like a law-abiding person, the police will gently talk to him and interview him. Again, we need to understand that South Africa has not sent an intervention team to Zimbabwe. They have sent an emissary. They've sent a fact-finding mission team. So people are confused. They think when a fact-finding team comes to Zimbabwe, they're intervening. They are not. They want to find out. They want to go on the ground. They want to see exactly what is being reported. The reports of all things we are getting here is actually so much on the social media. We are all aware, the opposition, the civic, and the activists of different areas are using social media to lie, to inflate, and to say things which are wrong about Zimbabwe. Now, 700% of inflation is not a human rights crisis. It is an economic crisis. We are talking about human rights here, not about the economy. Economy is the topic of another day. So you cannot mix the fact that our inflation is so high, so there's a crisis. There is an economical crisis which is gripping the whole world, not only Zimbabwe. So we cannot simply look at one side and say, why Zimbabwe? Yes, it is our country. We have to look at that. But we cannot lie and misrepresent our country outside there in order to get sympathy. Again, I want you to understand one thing. Mr. Jokora has been talking about coronavirus risks in jail. Every jail here in England, over 10% of prisoners were tested positive to COVID. So there's no country which can simply say their jails are proof. And in America, where you are now, President Trump had said he had actually stopped a mandatory testing of people. You are only tested as when you go to hospital. And then what does that mean? It means the control of COVID is being done in the way America finds fit. So we cannot simply come and pile blame on Zimbabwe because Hope Chingono and Garvumwe are in prison. So prison must be reformed in a day. They have to go through what every prisoner is going through. And it's not true what Jokora has been saying. There have been masks. The prisoners, when they leave their cells and go to a common area, they are all given masks. You do not go outside without a mask and without gloves. And therefore, it's not true to say they are just mixing. And even if when they go into the prison cars, they are not allowed through that door without your mask and gloves. And unfortunately, those are the only two weapons we know of fighting COVID at the moment. So that's what we are using. So we cannot simply mix the issues here. We need to and be fair when we discuss these issues. ZANU-PF is doing the best it is. There is no crisis of a political nature in Zimbabwe. There's a The last point to say is the crisis we have now is a crisis of an opposition which wants to be in power without following the constitutional dictates. And they just want to be in power by force.
Thank you there. Dr. Mabaza of ZANU-PF, liyamuzwa lapho uthi hayi akula nkinga eZimbabwe yonke into i-right, i-grand ihamba kuhle uthi hayi okwabantu abathunja lokho ngamanga. Although sibonile uTawanda Motshehiwa echaywa kakubi, sikhuluma nje usesibhedlela, izinso zakhe azisasebenzi kuhle. UMduduzi sephila impilo kamabona bulawe ngoba ucatshile udingwa ngamapholisa, kuthiwa ungomunye wabantu abatshotshozela ukuthi kube lodlakela. Yikho nje ukhazini wakhe uMtshehiwa wasuka wathunjwa wayahlukuluzwa. Ngilethe uDokotela Mpofu. Ngolimi lwakithi lapha Dokotela uMzwilu, Dokotela Mabaza weZANU-PF lapha ekhuluma.
Ya, ngiyamuzwa, kodwa akula nto ayikhulumayo nje uMabaza. I think usually when sikuma platform manje kumele sitshelane iqiniso okwenzakala eZimbabwe. It's a political crisis nale ayalayo. UMnangagwa ungumongameli welizwe, but akukho umuntu owaziyo ukuthi wawina ama-elections kanjani nokuthi wathola amavoti amangaki. Asikwazi konke lokho. And konke okwenzakalayo, ama-human rights abantu, ukuthi uyalo ukuthi abantu ba-protest and all these kinds of things, those are problems of political illegitimacy yeZANU-PF. And ngokubona kwami, ngibona engani iZANU-PF, they are just hiding their heads in the sand, really, and they want to hoodwink the global community. Abakwenzileyo or abakwenzayo manje will never heal that nation politically, economically, or socially.
Thank you there, Dokotela Mpofu. Siyabonga, qhubeka ubambile khonapho. Let me bring in Vadzokora. Manzwa Vadzokora va Mabaza wachitaura nerurimi rwa mai mbo kereketa itinzi. Odia Vadzokora is not working well there, but while we try to reconnect with him, let me bring in Mav.
Aiwanda ndakateerera ndichinzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa navamavaza uyezve ndanzwa zvataurwa naDr Mpofu. Kunyange ndisina kuzonzwa Vadzokora vatatisanzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii. Asi ndanga ndiri kuda kunyatsonzwisisa kuti vamavaza vari kutaura here kuti ichokwadi kuti kuZimbabwe zvinhu zvakamira zvakanaka. Tichiona isu kuti vanhu vari kushungurudzwa zuva nezuva, sekutaura kwawaita pane vamwe vekubulawayo parizvino vakatadza kutopinda mukoti nenyaya yekuti anga akakuvara mukomana atawanda, uyezve achinzi iye akatotongerwa ari muambulance. Saka zvinhu zvakadai hakusi kumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu here, nezvatiri kuona zviri kuitwa kuna vangari mvume nahopo chimono pabasa raanga ari kuita rekutora nhau rekutaura iye nenyaya yehuori huri munyika. Totarisa vangari mvume zvavanga vakanzi vari kufurira vanhu kuti paitwe kuratidzira hakuna kuzoenderera mberi. Saka vachisei varamba vachiiswa imomo muchiturongo parizvino?
Thank you there, Mav. But before Dr. Mabaza answers, ndimboedza kuunza Vadzokora zvakare. Makutinzwa Vadzokora?
Yeah, ndakukunzwai. I hope
gereketa henyu. Manzwa zvataura navamavaza.
Yes, tenge tichida kuti kana vanhu vauya pa public radio station yakaita seino inoteererwa nevana veZimbabwe, vauye vachiremekedza vana veZimbabwe, kwete kuuya vachinyepera vana veZimbabwe. Tine vasikana vatatu, Honorable John Mamombe, Cecilia Chembiri naNetsai, vakaabductwa, vakarowa zvaionekwa nevanhu vose nemadokta vakasetifaya kuti vanhu ava varowa. Itai Dzamara akarowa akatodisappear, hatina kumuona, akaabductwa. Iko zvino tina Tawanda Motshehiwa kubulawayo akaabductwa, akadzoka akarohwa kumagaro kwese uko, akapoizenwa zviri kuonekwa nemadoctors kuti renal failure yaainayo nekidney failure yaainayo, it's as a result of poisoning. kana vamavaza vachitaura zvavari kutaura vezanu pf vachiramba vachitaura zvavanogara vachitaura kuti vanhu ava havana kuabdautwa nemapurisa kana kuti nemacio kana kuti nevashandi vehurumende sei hurumende nevashandi vese vainayo nemari dzose dzainayo sei isingakwanise kutsvaga vanhu ivavo yovatora yovaunza yovamisa pamberi pematare yovachaja ndozvatakamirira vanhu vakaadhapta dzamara nanhasi havasati vabatwa vakaabdakta ana sicilia nanhasi havasati vabatwa tinoda kuti vatipowo akaabdakta Tawanda Muchehiwa votiratidza kuti ndiye munhu wacho uyu ende unokatyamara uchinzwa vachitaura vanhu vezanu pf vamavaza ivava kuti zveinflation haisei human right problem it is a human right problem as Zimbabweans we have a right to employment we don't have employment in Zimbabwe we have 85% if not 95% unemployment rates we have a right to decent social facilities we don't have them marodzi edu makomba we have a right to health facilities and tarisai mone zviri kuitika muzvipatara medu unoenda kuchipatara munhu anofa ari muchipatara kusina mushonga makaona vana vari kuzvarwa kunana parirenyatwa vachifa panenge paine vana 9 pari kurarama munhu mumwe chete that's a basic human right that we are supposed to be talking about at this fora because it's a human right saka ngavaregedze kuya vachitaura vachida kuhwanda nemunwe vachitaura kuti Zimbabwe is not in a crisis Zimbabwe is in a crisis and fortunately the whole world is seeing it now South Africa has seen it and most of the southern African countries have commented on the issue of Zimbabwe and we now hear that the issue of Zimbabwe is also going to be discussed on the United Nations General Assembly it is because the world at large has now recognized and realized what Zimbabweans have been talking about all this time that we have a governance crisis in Zimbabwe we have a government that does not care about the people of Zimbabwe so the whole world is now intervening but ZANU iri kuramba ichingohwanda nemunhu saka tinoti isu that we thank what the world is doing now and all those artists that are now speaking on Zim Lives Matter and all the countries like South Africa now and ZANU-PF
mvunzo wemumwe wangu vamavaza mavhela zanzi nyaya yamuchiwa hamuoni kunge muri kuita insensitive really when you talk about there not being a crisis when you know somebody like Muchehiwa is fighting for his life in hospital
I think there are points we need to look at here the first point is that when there is an isolated incident it does not bring the whole country into uproar. What we must understand as Zimbabwe is that the civic organizations, the opposition, and these unscrupulous activists are the ones who hog the social media. So social media is poisoned with lies about Zimbabwean situation. Yes, we spoke about Muchehiwa and we said the police have not done anything on this young man. And we are saying whoever abducted him, the police are working flat out to find out the abductors and they'll bring them to justice. And again, Mr. Jokora had brought the issue of the three ladies. We can tell you that the three ladies are even facing charges of lying to the police, of pretending to be abducted. They abducted themselves, and as far as we are concerned, and within the laws, they are being investigated for telling lies, for wasting the time of the police. But we got to Itai Dzamara. I think Mr. Jokora is the best person to help us. He tells us here today that Dzamara was abducted and beaten and was never found. So if he saw him being beaten, he must tell us who beat him. Where was he beaten? Because we don't even know where he is. We don't even know who abducted him.
The former minister, Jonathan Moyo, akataura kuti Dzamara was abducted by the military intelligence and they are the ones who know kuti akaenda kupi. But the government is not saying anything several years later.
The former minister, Jonathan Moyo, is a man who is bitter for his position that was taken. He is a man who is fighting and fronting his own political aspirations. So whatever he says, and we know he's called a spin doctor, he's spinning so that he can get sympathy, and he pretends to be on the side of who, of those he wants to use for him to get back to power. So that is a different issue. He is not an impartial commentator on the situation. He is just telling us grapes are sour. But let me tell you one point which Mr. Dzokora had raised. When this inflation is going at about 700% inflation rate, definitely it is not a good thing, and we cannot sit and smile about it. That's why we are working to flat out change that. He talks about medication in hospitals. This is the reason why the president had appointed the vice president with a military background to run the Ministry of Health, to command health, so that things which were not being seen in hospitals will be seen now. We will not be seeing people leaving the country for treatment anymore. We are seeing people being treated at home because we are revamping our hospitals.
But the minister himself, who happens to be the vice president, will be flying to China like he does all the time to get treatment.
He was not the minister then. He was not commanding health then. And he is in the helm of health, and he is not
so now he won't be. China. So now he won't be going back to China for health reasons.
He will only go back to China for government business and not for health reasons. And therefore, we cannot anticipate him or wish him bad that he must go back for treatment. If he goes to China, it is for the good of Zimbabwe and for the for business of the government. So what I'm simply saying here is we are actually inflating the small problems in Zimbabwe and make them look like they are big. And as I've told you, the people going, the emissaries sent by President Ramaphosa to Zimbabwe, they are going on a fact-finding mission. They cannot intervene on Zimbabwe as a country, South Africa. We are not a province of South Africa.
Somebody might argue, though, that if indeed we are not a province of South Africa, then we wouldn't be having 4 million or so Zimbabweans in South Africa. Zimbabwe's problems are South Africa's problems. That is why South Africa is getting involved.
We have 2 million in England, Zimbabweans. I don't know how many in America. And this is the world has become a global village.
South Africa, we are talking about proximity. It's easier for Zimbabweans to skip the border into South Africa when there's a crisis like there is than for them to fly to the UK.
Yeah, but there are more Nigerians in South Africa than there are Zimbabweans.
We are not comparing. Nigeria has its own problems. We're talking about Zimbabweans, 4 million.
Your point is answered on a comparison basis. Because if you look at it on its own, it looks like it's very wild. It's not a wild figure. In Zimbabwe, we've got a number of South Africans. And we've got the same Zimbabwean numbers in South Africa. Yes, we are not saying that our economy is great. We are actually saying people are leaving the country, going in different countries for greener pastures. And people are moving from one country to another. And we are saying this is not the problem we are talking about today. We are talking about if there is an implosion of human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. And we are saying this is not the reason why people are in South Africa. They are there for economical problems. They are economical refugees, not political refugees. Very few political refugees are back home. And the only refugees who are there now who are political refugees are probably the G40s, like Comrade Gasukwere, Comrade Jonathan Moyo, and very few. We know that when they come back, they might have some reasons to be afraid. But the rest, like Dzokora, they have no reason to be afraid to be home. I'm in England because I'm working for the government, not for myself. And I'll go home anytime I'm home, more often than ever. And because of that, we cannot simply say, because we are out of the country, we are afraid to go back. No, Zimbabwe is far much better. We are not the lowest
But kana muchita hakuna dambudziko muri kungira ndikoko madiko kuenda kuZimbabwe kunoshanda ikoko
ndiri kungira nebasa ndinosenzera hurumende ndiri kuno inonzi posting kana muchiziva pachirungu kwaunenge watumwa imi handiti makagara padesk apa muripo nebasa dai makamusiri pabasa muri panze muchidziya mushana ini ndagara pano nekuti mandidaidza asi ndiri muno nekuti ndatumwa kusevenza saka ndiri kuti inini ini ndakatumwa asi kune vamwe vari muno vakatsvagawo mabasa ekuriritira mhuri dzavo hazvina kuipa varikoo vabva muno muengland vari kuzimbabwe vari kutsvaga mabasa ekuriritira mhuri dzavo tine zviuru zvitatu imean 200,000 zviuru mazana maviri evanhu vekuchina vanouya kuzimbabwe pagore vachidzokera vamwe vachigarako vachitanga mabhizinesi avo dzimwe nyika dzakasiyana siyana tinavo vakawanda ukapinda muHarare nhasi baba zvasiyana nemakore matatu apfuura unofamba ukakanda dombo pachaunga chiri muHarare unotema vatorwa vasiri vemuzimbabwe
vachangotibata tiri pachirongwa cheLive Talk uye inhepfenyuro yeruzhinji inhepfenyuro yeStudio 7 navasanda sixhuma sikuhlelo lweLive Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu okubikwa kuqhubeka eZimbabwe osokubangele ukuthi ubaba uCyril Ramaphosa athumele iqula lakhe eZimbabwe ubaleka Mbete lo Sydney Mufamadi uthi bazahamba eHarare iyiloba nini kuhlelo lamhlanje silengcwethi kwezombusazwe uDokotela Shepherd Mpofu uDr. Masimba Mavaza owezanu PF lo mnumzana Tawanda Dzokora owemdc Alliance MAF
regei ndimbobvunza kuna vadzokora kuti ivo sebato remdc Alliance zvii zvavangada kuona nhumwa idzi dzichinyatsonzwa panyaya yemamiriro yakaita zvinhu muzimbabwe pari zvino
aha tiende kuna vadzokora before we go to vampofu vadzokora ndofunga manzwa mubvunzo wamavelas
Yes, thank you. Isu MDC Alliance inotungamirwa navachamisa tinotarisira kuti nhumwa idzi dzichasvika dzosvikogara kwete nevanhu veZANU PF chete vachataura nevanhu vese vane chekuita nezvematongerwo enyika muZimbabwe vabva kuZANU PF votaura neve MDC Alliance votauravo nemacivic society voendawo kuvanhu muvanhu chaimo vononzwa kuti vanhu vari kutaura kuti chii voudzwa nhunha dzavo voudzwa kushungurudzwa kwese kuri kuitwa vana vezimbabwe nehurumende yavamunangagwa ngavapinde muvanhu ngavaregedze kuperera kumahofisi ngavanotaura nevanhu vacho vari kushungurudzwa ngavaende kumavictims akaita sana Johana Mamombe ana Cecilia ana Netsai hama dzadzamara voendawo kubhuruwayo vonotaura natawanda muchehiwa nekuti ariko onyatsotaurirwa kwete zvekuudzwa zvinenge zvichiitwa nanavamavaza kana nevanhu veZANU PF kuti hatisirisu takadaro vanoenda kuna natawanda muchehiwa vanotoudzwa natawanda kuti paakasungwa mubhuru wayo akatoburitsirwa makadzi airatidza kuti vanhu ava vashandi vehurumende achiudzwa kunzi tawanda you are under arrest ndinotaura ndichidaro nekuti ndakatotaura naye inini tawanda akanditaurira zvose zvakaitika nekuziva kuti vanhu ava ndevehurumende endewo zvinotiratidza kuti vanhu vakataura tawanda vanga vari vanhu vehurumende pakangotaurwa navasitore vanova ndivo vari kumiririra tawanda pavakaita court application yehobas copas yavakaita kucourt kumataredzi mhosva kuti tinoda kuti mutiratidze muviri watawanda kana akafa kana kuti ari mupenyu mubva mamuburitsa within 24 hours zvakabva zvaitika izvozvo vakabva vamhanya vana kuti mutemo unovabata ndobva vanokanda tawanda padhuze nekumba kwavamudhudhuzi kumahachura akazofamba achikambaira achiita sei kusvika asvika kumba saka tawanda anoziva vanhu vakamuabduct saka munhumwa idzi ngadzitaure nevanhu dzonyatsoongorora zviri kuitika muzimbabwe ndotaurawo zvakare nezvataurwa navamavaza ndichitaura kuti panyaya yavachiwenga handidi kutomboda kunyanya kutaura nezvavachiwenga because the appointment of Mr. Chiwenga is an insult to the people of Zimbabwe. Mr. Chiwenga is not experienced in any way in health matters. He is not a health expert. It's an insult to the many doctors and the health practitioners that we have in Zimbabwe who could have done that job expertly. And it also shows that Mr. Mnangagwa does not have any solution whatsoever in resolving the situation in Zimbabwe. If he wanted to help Zimbabweans, he would have appointed someone of repute, someone who is qualified. Mr. Chiwenga has nothing, has never done anything to do with health. And very well, we all know that he has never got treatment in Harare. He goes to South Africa, he goes to China, and he will go again. Tichadzoka pano, tavaona vachiwenga, vabuda muZimbabwe, vachizviona kuti muzvipatara umu hamuna mushonga, hamuna madokta, hamuna manesi. Sezvatiri kutaura iyo zvinezvi, chii chaata ataura? Manesi ari pastrike, madokta ari pastrike, haana kana statement yaati apa. Dai anga ari munhu ari kuona nekurwadziwa zviri kuita nezviri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe, dai akatotaura kuti manesi, ndakupai mari sekupai kwatakaita mauto, tidzokerai kubasa. But ari z tinotongoratidza kuti we have a clueless president, a clueless government that has no intention whatsoever to resolve the health crisis in the country, the political crisis, economic in the country that Dr. Mabaza is denying. And it's very unfortunate that he has to come here and, of course, sing for his supper while he's trying to defend the indefendable.
Thank you, the Nomzana Zokora. And now let's go to Dr. Shepherd Mpofu in South Africa. Dr. Mpofu, I'm sure you've heard what Dr. Mabaza and Mr. Zokora had to say, and I'm sure you'd love to comment on that. But also, as Mr. Ramaphosa's envoys go to Zimbabwe, what brief really should they have? What should be their mandate?
I think I'm at a loss as to if ZANU-PF can actually come on a platform to misrepresent what is happening in Zimbabwe. It's actually unbelievable, to say the least. And we know, most of us know, that people have said that Mugabe was better than Mnangagwa. And Mugabe is probably one of the worst people that we have ever had in Zimbabwe. And Mnangagwa and the couple that is leading Zimbabwe now, they were Mugabe's enablers. And what is happening now, we're actually being shown who was doing the most violent, flagrant violence without any respect for human life. It is under besides Chikukura Hund, it is under Mnangagwa where we've seen a president letting an army go and shoot citizens with live ammunition for protesting for a stolen election, killing people on the streets, just like that. And it's actually shocking that someone can come on a platform and tell us that Zimbabwe is on the right path because a military man has been introduced to lead a ministry of health so that he will command health. Zimbabwe should not be a communist country, neither should it be a militarized country. Zimbabwe, as it is now, is a military country because of the coup and the legacy that actually ZANU-PF has laid out for itself. And the crumbling of ZANU-PF is not helpful at all to the nation because it keeps on mutating into much more violent components of itself. And what is happening now in Zimbabwe cannot be actually said to be a small problem. Economic problems draw from political crisis. What is happening in Zimbabwe is a political crisis, that actually got magnified in 2017 when a coup happened. And when a coup happened, we saw the military systems or the militarization of the state. And the militarization of the state is actually led to the economic crisis that we see currently happening. People are unemployed. Decreed people are walking around the streets in Zimbabwe. Decreed people are leaving the country and crossing into South Africa illegally, not because they want or not because of the fluidity of movements across the borders, because of the oppression, because of economic collapse, because of political mismanagement and the political crisis that is currently happening in Zimbabwe. We cannot run away from that. And actually, it's strange that someone can speak on behalf of government and on behalf of ZANU-PF as if these were conflated in the same. What we're having in Zimbabwe is a problem of ZANU-fication of government and also militarization of the government. There is no dispassionate and intellectual separation of the two that is currently happening, which is quite unfortunate. You cannot claim it for status that when Makhachule speaks and ZANU-PF writes a letter, he's only writing to Makhachule, when you also infer to Marikana that you quiet during Marikana crisis. Actually, you are trying to silence the South Africans so that they don't speak about the human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. And unfortunately, you cannot speak of megaphone or quiet diplomacy in this day and age where we have social media. The abuses of citizens are captured on social media, and those are the things that are happening in Zimbabwe. No one can Photoshop or manipulate those videos that are happening in Zimbabwe. It's unfortunate and it's uncalled for, and anyone with a conscience has to come up and condemn these kinds of things. We are living in the diaspora with our relatives and friends at home, and these people must be protected, and these people must prosper. As I said in the beginning, no one based outside Zimbabwe wants to see Zimbabwe failing. A failing Zimbabwe means a failing citizenry. A failing Zimbabwe means citizens without proper education, without proper sanitation, without proper medical care. A few days ago, after the appointment of Chiwenga as the Minister of Health, he goes to a hospital wearing full COVID PPE, while the people around him, the nurses and the doctors, don't have those kinds of things. What kind of behavior is that from a government level? It's uncalled for. And to come to your question, as I'm not really hopeful about what is the behavior of the ANC and the ZANU-PF government at the moment. I'm not hopeful that there's something that is going to come up. And I do not think, for starters, that Ramaphosa was actually supposed to appoint an envoy from South Africa to go across to Zimbabwe. Maybe an envoy from the African Union was going to be much more helpful. And you have former heads of state going to Zimbabwe for a fact-finding mission and actually come and recommend a way forward. So since this has just happened, one would expect that when they go out there, they will be able to interact with the opposition, interact with the current ZANU-PF regime, and also interact with civil society organizations, some of which have been in the forefront of capturing the human rights abuses and what has been happening, especially the legal fraternity who have been representing these the people that have been on the run. And again, to assume that Zimbabwean police or the security system is efficient enough to deal with abductions when they are the ones who are doing abductions is actually an insult to any right-thinking person or any right-thinking analyst watching this from outside, and dispassionately so. You have, and you cannot.
And ngingenele konapho dokotela ngoba isikhathi sethu sesidliwe ngumangoyi, singene olimini lukamama as we wrap up ngamafitshane. Ukuze imizamo yokulungisisa udaba lweZimbabwe iphumelele, kuyini ofuna ukubona kusenziwa?
Umbuzo onzima lowo, ngoba konke okubemele kwenziwe sokwazanywa kwehluleka. I-Government of National Unity yaba khona, ilizwe langani liyalunga kancane, yathi phela i-Government of National Unity sabuyela back kulokhu zenu, back to chaos. So embona kungcono ukuthi sibuyele ku-Government of National Unity, kumbe sibe lalokho okuthiwa yi-political sabbatical. Kungabi le mkhankaso yepolitiki for maybe okweminyaka engu-7 kumbe iminyaka emingaki. Abantu bakhethe or African Union or i-SADC incedise iZimbabwe ukukhetha ababusi besikhathi se-7 years. Yikho embona ngani iZimbabwe ingalunga kancane. Otherwise, ngendlela izinto ezingazo okwamanje, akula ulungo okukhona. Even after intervention ye-South Africa, akula into ezalunga. Ngoba abantu laba bathunywe nguRamaphosa, siyazi ukuthi bami ngapi. Bale mbali yabo ngama-relations abo leZimbabwe. And iZANU-PF siyazi ukuthi i-political party eme kanjani. Ayitshintshi, ilekani. And iza qhubeka lokhu injalo. So kunzima ukuthi ngaphi siqhubekela phambili.
Thank you there, Dr. Shepherd Mpofu. Siyabonga kakhulu. Dr. Shepherd Mpofu there in South Africa. Mava, we are running out of time. Let's wrap things up.
Unfortunately, yes, time is not on our side. Asi toda kutenda Dr. Mpofu vangavari pachirongwa uyezve vatawanda dzokora veMDC Alliance na Dr. Mavaza veZANU PF. Asi zvandanzwa zvanyanyondibata zvataurwa na Dr. Mpofu vangavari kutaura ivo kuti avaone pane chichanyatsobuda pane zviri kurongwa izvi kuti zviitike nekuti vari kuti ivo tinotarisa bato reZANU PF pari zvino vachiri kuita zveZANU PF yekudhara vasi kupinda mune zvemazuva ano. Ndokunzwa kwandaita pane zvavanga vari kutaura. Saka ntunga mhene kuti nguva yedu yakamira sei ikoko.
Thank you, Mav. I think we have about a minute. Saka let me go to Dr. Mavaza. Mavaza, give us your last word, and you have 45 seconds. Nguva ndizodza chikana. 45 seconds.
Thank you, Baba. I think we need to understand one thing. ZANU-PF cannot be dictated on how it should be ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF is the same today, tomorrow, and in the future. And we adapt to what our people, the people of Zimbabwe, want. Now we are talking about what people are complaining about. These are people who have got their own ideas of ZANU-PF, and they are not in ZANU-PF. Unfortunately, my brother, Dr. Mpofu, has not been as impartial as he said he is. He has been heaping all the blame and everything on ZANU-PF. But look at the successes ZANU-PF has done. There is nothing wrong for the Minister of Health to go to the hospital fully dressed in PPEs. And now he's actually telling the doctors and the nurses that this is how we should be dressing. This is what PPE should be. And they are providing those. And if you remember last week, Dr. Chuenga, the Vice President, who is now the Minister of Health, brought in over 1 million PPE clothing from China. And these things have been distributed to hospitals, nurses, and doctors. And again, which you would be knowing by tomorrow or Monday, nurses are in high-level discussions to come back to work. Because what we are doing now is nurses and doctors should forget all their problems for now and fight COVID. And,
Thank you.
Is going to fight for them to get a decent salary and a decent lifestyle. And
Thank
Zimbabwe
you.
Will bounce back again.
Thank you, there, Dr. Masimba Mavaza, the ZANU PF, Mr. Jokora. Let's have your last word, 45 seconds.
As citizens of Zimbabwe, we will continue to fight ZANU PF at home and away. In Zimbabwe, from the 10th to the 16th, it's a week of action. There will be a complete shutdown of the country of Zimbabwe. And here in the diaspora, we'll continue with our international diplomats. We'll continue to picket Zimbabwean embassies, and we'll continue to write letters to international organizations, to the State Department, and everyone who cares to listen in the world, talking about the massive human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. And as a party, as MDC Alliance, we have chosen peace over war. We have chosen a common sense over the nonsense that prevails in Zimbabwe. We have chosen a dialogue over bloodbath in Zimbabwe. So we will support any thing that brings peace to Zimbabwe, but that dialogue should lead to a national transitional authority that will lead to implementation of electoral reforms and leveling of the political field, and of course eventually leading to free, fair, and credible elections in Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Badzokora. And that does it for us tonight. Manga makaterera nepfenyuro Studio 7 uyezve tanga tiri muchirongwa Live Talk tina va Dr. Shepherd Mpofu vanovanyanzi mune zvematongero enyika Dr. Masimba Mavaza veZANU PF nomuzana Tawanda Dzokora webandla le MDC Alliance Mava this is it.
Yes, and thank you to all those that were here on this program. Please note that this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time you watch this program, the figures that we were giving you here for COVID-19 may have changed. We're broadcasting from home due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, D.C., saying have a very safe weekend, and let's meet each other again next week on our programming.
And I'm yours truly, Ntungameli Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.